The word today is victory. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Christians should lead victorious lives. We of all people have the greatest promise from the true and living God. He loves us. He forgives us. He gives us the assurance that we will live with Him in heaven forever. Here from our archives to help us learn how we should live is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Victory.
One of the things I've been thinking about is how negative an appearance we sometimes give as Christians to the people around us. You know, if they think Christians are sad and kind of remorseful and not full of joy and so on, it would be a terrible image to portray. So I'm thinking that what we need to do as the believers of Jesus Christ and as those who follow Him and love Him is present the image of victory. I believe God wants us to have a victorious life. We are not to go around sad and disheartened and discouraged. We are to go around with full joy and happiness and knowledge that God is with us and that we are having a victorious life. Now, I know things are rough here on earth. I know that. I am aware of the illnesses that we can get and the financial reverses and the problems and the arguments. Of course, life really is discouraging. I remember telling people that I can't recall 3 consecutive days in a row where I was happy and full of joy and about the earthly things. There's always some problem. There's always some need. There's always some difficulty. There's always something that needs a solution or needs our attention, something that needs fixing. Of course, life can be tough. Yes, and it can be discouraging. Of course it can. But we are different. We are the people of God, and we have a new source of happiness and joy. Not here on earth. I think it would be terrible if somebody was so happy to be living here on earth that they wanted the money, they wanted the prestige, they wanted the favor and claim of people and so on, that they were actually enjoying life here on earth. That would be pretty terrible. They'd want to stay here forever. They'd never want to die and so on. They would never look forward to heaven. That would be terrible, and God wouldn't be too pleased with that, I'm sure. God wants us to look forward to heaven. We are eager to be with Him eternally in heaven. And so I drew up a little list here that spells victory, and each of the letters I'm going to give you something to think about. With the V, let's start with the word vision. You know, God's word says that we're to have a vision. And in fact, it says without the vision, we're going to fail. We're going to be miserable. So we need the vision. We need to see what God has in mind for us, what God wants us to do. I would like to have you really work on that. Really see what it is. Why do you think God created you? Why did God give you the talents that He gave you? Why is He with you on a daily basis, encouraging you and giving you faith so that you will grow, so that you can serve Him? Have a vision. Have something in mind that you can do to honor God and to praise Him, to give thanks to Him. I believe you can plan out something that you want to achieve to the glory of God. Maybe it's bringing a neighbor, maybe it's bringing a relative or a friend or even a family member to the Lord, to know about Jesus, to know that their sins are forgiven. Maybe it's doing something to help draw a group of people together for Bible study. Maybe it's starting a little campaign to see if you can raise some funds to get something done in the kingdom of God. Have a vision, have an idea of what God wants you to do. Let's use that for the V in victory, for the victorious life. Now, the second letter is an I. And I want you to think of the word implement. I mean by that to get it done. You know, it's one thing to sit around and think about things. I know some people that do a lot of thinking and they kind of sit around and plan and plan, but they really never get to it. They really never get it done. I would like to have the I stand for implement it, get it done, start it. Don't just think about it and think about it and think about it and never do it. Get it done. Let's start. Let's get something underway. The third letter is a C. And I think the word that we're going to use there to remember the C is commitment. You know, the Bible talks an awful lot about commitment. It asks us to be faithful to the will of God, to be committed to it, not just talking about it, but actually doing it and sticking with it. And that's what I want the next letter, T, in victory, V-I-C-T. T is going to stand for tenacity. Now that means hanging in there, really sticking with it, really working at it. Tenacity. Don't just on and off, on and off, on and off, but continuously work at it and zealously, eagerly work at it with tenacity. That means sticking to it, really working at it. And that's what I'd like to have you think about when you think of the fact that you're going to implement something, get something started, you're going to be committed to it, you have a vision, you have a goal, with tenacity about it so that you don't give up on it. The next letter in victory is an O. And of course, that's an easy one. From the scriptures, we'll use the word obedient. Be obedient. I believe that's one of the main things God expects of his children. He expects obedience. We all know his will. We should know the Ten Commandments and what he has told us about how we are to treat not only the things that are important between God and ourselves, like our worship and our prayer and things like that, but also the things that are important between us and other human beings. We are to treat others in the way God wants us to be obedient to him by working at a relationship, not only with God, but with our fellow man, doing what is loving toward our fellow man so that we help them, so that we protect their property, things like that. We speak well of them. All of these things are involved in obedience. The next letter in victory is an R. And I used as the word in that R for ready. It tells us in God's word that God wants us to be ready to make a witness for him. Anytime when someone says, how can you be so happy? How can you be so eager to get things done for God? How can you feel the way you do about your life and how important it is? We should be ready to give an answer and say, well, I am a believer. I believe in Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. He is the one who died on the cross for me. He is the one that is preparing heaven for me. I am ready to make a witness to anyone about Jesus Christ and how important he is to me. And so that's what the R is going to stand for in the word victory, for us being ready at any time, morning, noon, or night, so to speak, so that we are prepared to share with others what it means to be a Christian, what it means to serve God. And then the last letter in the word victory, we're talking about a victorious life, is the letter Y. Now, I'm using an old word. It's an Old Testament word to remind us of things there. It's the word yoke, Y-O-K-E, yoke. In fact, it's not a modern word. It's not a word we use too much anymore. But in the Old Testament days, it was used quite a bit, and it was to describe a large piece of wood that had kind of a harness attached to it, kind of a hole for the neck of the water buffalo or the oxen whatever type of animal you were yoking together, and usually it had two holes, two places for the neck, for one oxen to be right next to the other oxen, and then this yoke, this board, would hold them together so that their efforts would be unified, so that they'd be working together, not pulling against each other, but pulling with each other. Maybe they were pulling up a cart, a load of wood or something, a load of rock or whatever they were clearing out of the field, and they would work together, and because they were tied together with this yoke, they were able to achieve much more than if they were just working alone. So I want us to think about the yoke, and in this case, I want us to think about being yoked to God. Now, the scriptures tell us, Jesus is talking about his yoke. He says, my yoke is light. The burden is light. I want to be someone in your life that is helping you, present with you day by day, working with you, that we are accomplishing things. I love that. I love that idea that we are working with Christ. In fact, Christ is working with us on a daily basis to keep us in faith, to keep us mature in our faith. That's why he's given us his word, the Bible, so that we can be encouraged. Every time we use the Bible, God is planting more faith in us and is encouraging us and is moving us to a more mature faith so that we can serve him better. It's being yoked with God. In other words, we're not alone in this world. This is a rough, tough world, but we're not alone. God is with us. So let's use these words to have a victorious life. V for a vision, to know what God wants us to do. I for implementing, getting it started and doing it. C for commitment, really hanging in there and doing it. T for tenacity, hanging in there and not quitting. O for obedience, that we follow his will and do what he wants us to do. R for being ready to make a witness to the world around us because of our faith. And yoke, working with Christ and asking him to be with us, that we are together in what we achieve to the glory of God. I hope your life will not be glum and sad. I hope your life will be victorious. Regardless of what's happening here on earth, be happy.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.